The good news for this Easter Sunday is found in Mark chapter 16. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go and anoint Jesus' body. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. They had been saying to one another, "Who will roll the stone for us away from the entrance to the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled back. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe, sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, there is the place they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. The Gospel of our Lord. Thank you, choir. Thank you, brass. We've already been inspired. Maybe I can just sit down, huh? April Fools. April Fools. In addition to being Easter, today is April Fool's Day. I know some pastors are thinking about how they are going to preach that Christ's resurrection is a joke on the devil. Or we can remember what Paul writes in Corinthians, "For the message about the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God." Well, here's your April Fool's joke for you. Some of you I know will be going over to relatives' homes later today for a nice Easter dinner, and so you can think about this woman and her husband and family who were hosting Easter dinner at their house. And they sat down, everyone gathered together and sat at the table, and so the woman turned to her little 6-year-old daughter and said, "Honey, would you like to say the blessing?" And the little girl looked at her and she said, "Oh, Mommy, I don't know what I would say." And so the mother replied, "Well, just say what you hear Mommy say." So the little girl bowed her head and said, "Dear Lord, why on earth did I agree to host this Easter dinner?" We listen to and repeat what we hear, don't we? And so this ending of Mark is quite interesting, where we hear that no one said anything to anyone. The story just ends. They were afraid, and nothing was said. It's interesting, isn't it? So something, someone, somewhere must have said something at some point, because we know the story. But have you ever stopped to think, what if no one had ever said anything? Not these women, not the disciples, not any other bystanders, not the Roman and Jewish authorities. No one. Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever wondered what it would be like to not know the story of Jesus and his resurrection? What if Jesus died and was raised, but we, the world, never heard about it? If no one ever told about the resurrection, would it matter? Would it make a difference for the world? Would it make a difference in your life? Think about that for a minute. Would you live your life differently? Does knowing about the resurrection make a difference to you? My job this morning and every day is to tell you that yes, it should make a difference, and it does. The ending of Mark actually shows us this. The resurrection is important, but so is what comes after it. This ending shows us that the resurrection is not the end of the story. It is just the beginning. The disciples and the women were too afraid to say anything. Even in other gospel accounts about the resurrection and the discovery of the empty tomb, we see people who are afraid and scared and confused, despairing, grieving. But then we see that the resurrection is not the end of the story, because Jesus goes ahead. Jesus goes ahead as he had promised, to prepare the way and to give courage and hope to his followers. This is about not only about what Jesus did, but it is about what Jesus does and continues to do in our lives and out in the world. Jesus is there waiting for the women and the disciples in their fear and their confusion. He is here with us in ours. In our despairing, out in the world, in all that craziness. And even as we grapple to make sense of this story, Jesus is already out and about in the world. So, knowing about the resurrection does make a difference. I'm thinking today about a dear friend of mine. Today is her birthday. She turns 82. but this will be her last birthday because she is dying. And I think about her faith and how the hope that she finds in this story is helping her and her family through this time. As they gather and share memories and stories and love and say those things that need to be said at the end of life, their faith is giving them strength. The hope of resurrection is working through their lives. We've also had quite a few number of deaths at Calvary this past few months. And I see the difference that this hope makes for families. And I'm pretty sure Pastor Dave and Pastor Dean will agree with me that when we have been called into situations where people aren't so sure about this story, we see the difference. But it's not just for the next life at funerals that we have hope. The resurrection gives us hope that death doesn't win, not even in all the little ways that death tries to take over our lives on a daily basis. Death does not have the final say. Evil and darkness do not win. Sickness, illness does not win. Hatred does not win. Suffering can be transformed. No matter what the world would try to have us believe. Now, sometimes we think, oh, maybe I'm not so sure about this story. And I get that. I understand that. And maybe sometimes we think we're good enough on our own. Oh, I can't tell you how many times lately I have heard people say, oh, just be positive, put out to the world what you want to get back. That is a wonderful thing to do, but sometimes it is not enough. Sometimes the world throws stuff at us that just is. And so positive thinking in the end does not keep death away. But the resurrection changes that. The resurrection shows that death does not win. And so I invite you to live into the resurrection this morning. It isn't something just in the past, and it is not only something for the future. It is a hope for the present, for us to live differently, to live in trust that we are also resurrected with Christ to a new life. We can live in hope because Jesus meets us where we're at. He goes out ahead of us and is already there waiting. Waiting for us no matter what. And in Christ, we find a new strength, a new courage to be kind, to be bold in caring for others, to forgive, to love, to accept one another, to hope. So remember, we repeat what we hear, just like that little girl. And we can have that power to share this story with others. Now I wonder, did the women in Mark's gospel ever say anything? Probably. But in some ways, it doesn't matter, because God is more powerful than their silence. A tomb couldn't hold Jesus back, and so neither will silence. But go and tell anyway. Go and tell that Jesus goes out ahead of us. He meets us where we're at, and he is already there waiting for us. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Amen.